Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. If you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
30314.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth? Only the year.
86.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Trade certificate.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. What is your race?
White.
Thank you. Next. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Jobs and the economy, crime, education, immigration, traffic, inflation, and the cost of living, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, public transportation, or abortion access. Three of those.
Would you list them again?
Yeah, jobs and the economy, crime, education, immigration, traffic, inflation and the cost of living, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, public transportation, or the abortion access?
Race and discrimination, cost of living, and...
Jobs in the economy, crime, education, immigration, traffic, climate change, and the environment, public transportation, abortion access.
Abortion.
Abortion, okay, thank you so much. Next. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I mean, all of them,
How do you feel about the direction? The direction in which each of the following are headed.
Somewhat dissatisfied to very dissatisfied.
Okay. What about the Atlanta region?
It is becoming more and more expensive every year.
So you are somewhat dissatisfied with it too?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Georgia?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I would like for you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you never heard of the people or groups, just let us know, okay? Artificial intelligence companies. 0 to 10.
Like a 7.
7, okay. What about the Atlanta Police Department?
0.
0, okay, thank you. What about Mayor Andre Dickens?
4.
4, thank you. What about the Atlanta City Council?
4.
4, okay. What about the Atlanta Beltline?
10.
10, okay, thank you. What about MARTA buses?
10.
10, okay. What about self-driving cars?
5.
5, okay. What about MARTA trains?
10.
understand, okay. What about Governor Brian Kemp?
Zero.
Zero. What about electric scooters?
10.
10, thank you. What about Uber and Lyft?
7.
7, okay, thank you so much. Next. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, minor problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say it's a major problem.
Major, thank you. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
What would be needs improvement?
Only fair, I will say.
Only fair, yeah.
Okay. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
I'd say rarely.
Rarely? Okay, thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I would say somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a week.
Thank you. Based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Very or somewhat positive?
Very.
Very, okay, thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Hopeful.
Hopeful, okay, thank you. Next. Here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse, 0 to 10.
Quality of Atlanta's growth, meaning
no,
the
roads,
oh,
streets,
roads,
highways, freeways.
Got it.
Yep.
Way worse. To zero.
10 is that you strongly agree. 5 is neither agree nor disagree, and 0 is you strongly disagree with the statement. So with this one, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. You strongly agree.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Okay, so that's a 10. What about crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses, 0 to 10?
5.
5, okay. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood, 0 to 10?
0.
0, okay. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
7.
7, okay, thank you. I feel safe riding MARTA.
7.
7.
Eh, 8.
8, okay.
Yeah.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
0.
0, okay, thank you. I trust MARTA to finish the projects they are working on.
5. 5,
okay, thank you so much. Next. Which of the following statements do you agree with the most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system which will take more cars off our roadways, or B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars? A or B?
So the first one was just to improve the current public transit system, and the other one was to create more scooters and self-driving
e-bikes
cars?
E-bikes and self-driving cars, yep.
public transportation.
Okay, so that's statement A. You strongly agree with that one or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Here are a few policies the city leaders might consider when trying to address the Lanas area traffic problems. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Adding light rail to the belt line, 0 to 10.
A light rail meaning like a public transit, or a light rail meaning like a rail of lights?
I guess it's a rail of lights.
Strongly agree. 10.
10, okay. What about adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable?
Seven,
okay. What about incentivizing housing development close to public transit?
10.
Thank you. What about adding more security to MARTA stops?
10.
Thank you. What about expanding the streetcar system in the city?
The streetcar system, I guess,
yep.
8.
8, okay. What about adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
10.
Okay, thank you. What about prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths?
10.
Thank you. What about building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters?
4.
4. Okay, thank you. What about adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta?
5.
5, okay, thank you. What about repairing potholes and fixing our streets?
10.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrians-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Sorry, would you repeat that?
Yeah, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation, onto the Beltline?
I wouldn't want public transit on the Beltline.
Okay, so you oppose that somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I feel a little bit more optimistic about it.
Okay, so you somewhat support? Okay, thank you so much. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you hear or do you believe is very convincing. 5 means that you feel it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways, which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which connects our neighborhoods and give our children future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that meet the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. 0-10.
10.
Thank you. The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents back in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. 0-10.
10.
10. Thank you. Once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Unsure.
Okay, no problem. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you believe it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train stop speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actual transportation to help everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. 0-10.
Do I agree with that? Yeah.
10. Okay.
10.
Okay. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries, to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they're never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk more to regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. 0-10.
10.
Thank you. The Beltline train is half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete. Assuming it ever finishes, let's look at the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively. 0-10.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Okay, so I don't want a monorail on the Beltline, but, like, if you're talking about just moving people, like pedestrians onto the Beltline, that sounds great.
Yeah, I guess it's all a big project, and part of it is, you know, every component that I just mentioned to you. So based on what you just heard, overall, do you support or oppose the expansion?
Moderately support.
Okay, somewhat support. Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 plus years?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Bisexual.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
I mean, Democrat, I guess.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Full-time. Okay, thank you. Last year, that was back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 25, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55
45
to
54.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and cooperation. You have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye.